It sounds like a cliche, but events have to be authentic. And to achieve that, you as an organization have to know why you exist. In their book Storydoing, Jan-Peter Bogers and Ron van Gils take you on a journey to find the primordial story of your company. In this Event Planner TV episode, Jan-Peter explains how you can use these principles in events. Hi, Jan-Peter. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
You wrote a book with Ron van Gils in Dutch about story doing. Mm-hmm. But what is story doing about?
Story doing is a holistic view on organizations. And it's the step that comes after storytelling. Storytelling is very popular at the moment and very important to tell your story. But as an organization, you don't just have to tell your story. You also have to do it to act it out.
Do you have some examples of that to make it a little bit more concrete?
A nice example of a story-doing organization is the Eye Hospital in Rotterdam, my hometown. Mm-hmm. It's internationally renowned for the quality of care they provide.
Yeah.
But there's another very important asset they value, and that's fear reduction.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to have eye surgery, you'll probably be very scared because our eyes are so important, yeah, and so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if people look at television and the heart operation, it's easier to watch than to watch an eye operation. People go like this.
Yeah.
When you go for surgery to an eye hospital, you have to be comforted. And everything they do in the Rotterdam Eye Hospital is directed to that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if we go to the hospital, you have to go for surgery, and I'm bringing you by car. If I have to park my car, I have to leave you alone, mm-hmm, in a situation that's not very nice for you because you're going into operation. So what they do at the hospital is they have valet parking.
Oh.
They borrow that from hotels and airports. So we arrive, the two of us. I give my keys to some person. He parks my car. And I can join you going into the hospital. Other things they do is they let me have a look at the operation through a screen. So when you're being operated, I can watch along with the operation, so that afterwards we can talk about it. They have art in the hospital. Lots of art to give people a good feeling,
mm-hmm,
because hospitals are often very very clean and white and they don't have a nice atmosphere. So they do everything to lower your fear as a patient. That's an important issue for them.
Do you have another example?
Yeah, another famous brand is Tony Chocolonely,
mm-hmm,
Dutch chocolate maker. And what they're trying to do is to make the trade in chocolate, especially in mm-hmm Africa, more honest. The chocolate industry is a very unfair industry. There's a lot of slavery, and they're fighting against that. And in everything they do, you can see that. For example, the wrapping of their chocolate contains the story of their company and the thing they want to change in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But also the chocolate bar is divided in unfair parts.
Yeah,
one is very
break,
small,
yeah,
as one is very big. To symbolize the unfair trade in chocolate.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's just great chocolate.
It's great chocolate because you can tell a great story. You can add a great story to your company. But of course, the quality has to be okay.
Yeah.
The quality of the hospital has to be okay. The taste of the chocolate has to be good. You can't change the world with terrible chocolate.
No, indeed. I do understand now what the principle of story doing is about.
Mm-hmm.
But how could we use that in the events industry?
Let's say that as an event organizer, you organize something for a company. And that company also has to tell, but also do its story. So you have to help them in doing their story. Not only telling stories on an event, but make it more concrete. For example, if you have a convention about sustainability, and you keep that at a venue that's hard to reach by public transport,
mm-hmm,
I don't think the story and the reality match at that point.
Mm-hmm.
If you want people to be more sustainable, you have to give them an opportunity to go to the venue in a sustainable manner.
Yeah, but then as an event agency, I suppose it's very important to get to know your customer before you can even organize an event, keeping story doing in mind.
Yes, of course, you have to know your customer, but also you have to know yourself. Your event has to be authentic, has to come from your core story. What is it you want to bring in the world? What is the significance you want to bring into the world as a company and extra with that event? And in everything you do around that event, which speakers you're going to invite, the audience you want to invite, but also the venue you choose, the way you dress that up, mm-hmm. everything has to be in line with your core story, with your authentic story as an organization.
But does it also mean that the underlying why of the event agency should match with that of the client? Or isn't that necessary?
That would be a great bonus. The organizer is working for the client, so mm. you have to adjust a bit. But if your client does something that doesn't match with your principles, mm-hmm. with your values, I don't think you're going to be a good match. I don't think you want that company as a client.
Yeah.
But well, that would be a very strong case.
Yeah, of course. We were talking about telling the story, but mm-hmm. but what's next? What do we have to do after the event, for example?
Yeah. Events are often about telling stories. We have a speaker on a stage that is telling a story, and we leave the venue and the congress or symposium very inspired with mm-hmm. lots of great ideas. But then every day's work comes on the road and we forget it. So what can you do as an event organizer to make more impact after mm-hmm. the congress as well? If you would be Oprah Winfrey, it would be very easy. If you have an event about sustainability, you give everybody in the audience a Tesla.
That would be great.
That would be great. But well, we're not all Oprah Winfrey and we don't all have that same budget. So you have to be creative to think about the impact you want to make after the event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're creative.
Yeah, it's a creative industry, so
exactly.
We should be able to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, Jan-Pieter, thank you very much for coming over to our studio.
Thank you very much.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.